Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Some farm leases are settled with a handshake and not a written agreement. Obvious problems can occur when the lease needs to be terminated. Nebraska Extension educator Jessica Grosskopf says there are certain legal issues that arise when landowner and tenant have different opinions about the original agreement.
I think it's really important that we're just talking about those verbal or those handshake lease agreements. And the state of Nebraska sets the start date for that lease as March 1st of the current year. So for example, for the 2022 crop year, the crop year actually started March 1st of 2022. So that's a really important designation. Now, that also means that it expires February 28th or 29th, depending on whether it's a leap year. So we have to think about that lease as a year-long commitment starting on March 1st. But the law also states that we have to notify a tenant of lease termination 6 months in advance. So that means that no later than September 1st, we have to notify someone of that termination. So even though it feels like it's a long ways away, if you are interested in terminating a verbal lease with your tenant, you need to do that during the month of August of this year. So we're going to terminate the 2023 lease by September 1st, no later than September 1st of 2022. So if you both agree that that relationship should dissolve and the tenant is willing to walk away from that property, usually you don't have a problem. However, if there is a chance that will go to court, you need to have proof that you provided that notice of termination prior to September 1st of the year before. So again, if we're looking forward to the 2023 crop year, we need to notify our tenants of that termination or change in relationship prior to September 1st. So we recommend that you do that through a certified letter that's written by your attorney, just to make sure that all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. Of course, you can do that yourself. But again, we recommend that you use an attorney. Nebraska Extension does not provide an example termination agreement. And again, we reference you to your legal counsel to appropriately put that together, again, before September 1 of this year. So pasture leases are different in the fact that typically they're for a 5-month grazing season. And so they're typically terminated at the end of the grazing season. So there is no termination notice for a pasture lease agreement. I think the most obvious one is that we forget, right? Like we forget what we agreed to, or we misunderstand potentially what that handshake agreement really means. And so by having a lease agreement in writing, we've spelled out for both parties exactly what that lease states. And it's a really important part of an estate plan. So one of the things that folks forget is if something happens to you, either as a landlord or a tenant, your heirs will be responsible for carrying out the terms of that lease. Well, if they weren't there during the discussion of what the handshake is, you're putting your heirs at a disadvantage in terms of that relationship.
Today's almanac was a portion taken from a recent FarmCast podcast. To hear the entire interview, go to cap.unl.edu or download from Apple iTunes. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.